then you could do that, because all through that, because all things are possible with God. Nothing is impossible with God, and the just shall live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then we give the testimonies afterwards, you know. And so we expect, God wants us to expect, and have no doubts. Now, if that's a practice, what we do, right? I know it's easy said and done when we're beginning and when we're looking to God, but that's what it's about. There was no doubts in the mind of Jesus Christ, and he was always building people's faith. Oh, you of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? You know, where's your faith? And he would upbraid these people for having little faith in God. And really, when it comes to God, who is Jehovah, who will be to you what you need him to be, we should have great confidence. And in fact, we can ask God to do things for us. And I was practicing that today, and there was one thing I particularly asked God to do for me. Using another believer and the Pacific believer, and he done it for me. Out of the blue, there was no way that this believer would have done this. But when you go to God, I say to God things like, if this person is walking by your spirit, now you get this person to do this. And I want to see it. And, you know, God does things like this for me. And if he can do it for me, I'm sure he can do it for anyone. I'm sure he'll do it for you. God is not a respecter of persons. I'm no better than anyone else. But I do have faith. I do have great faith. And I can say that from my mouth with full confidence. The just shall live by faith. Well, I've been doing that since 2005, when I gave up my circular job with no money in the bank, with debts. God told me to go full time. That's what I done. It was the most craziest situation to look at. But the just shall live by faith. No, God will get us to do things that are not ordinary. Everything with God is extraordinary. That is going to highlight and demonstrate to us that he really is an amazing God. He is a loving heavenly Father, and he's so for you that he will do the things for you. And he wants us to come out of the traditions of man, which has caused us. And when I say traditions of man, I'm on about traditions of Christianity. Some of the things that we've been taught has kept us in a bondage in the mind, because, well, you know, the minister said it, and it was said on television. And the thing is, God wants to teach you. He wants to personally teach you how to really have faith with him. And faith comes from God in the first place. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words, or the words from God. So when we're on this type of fellowship now, we want to have our ears open, because we may think, oh, it's just Ethel speaking, but actually, God is giving Ethel great words. And then when Jim is speaking, God is giving Jim great words. He's giving Glenna great words. He's giving me great words. We've got to have confidence in God's ability in us. So, you know, I don't have a lot of confidence in my own ability, my own knowledge, my own wisdom. I really don't, because I never really learned a lot, apart from all the bad stuff in the senses realm. All right, but with God, I know I can do the same as anybody else that's looking and believing God. And, you know, Jesus was always encouraging his people to have faith. He was showing them how to have faith. He demonstrated the power of God and how he done it. And it was all done by faith. And it was all done at the direction and inspiration of God. So it's not done by our education of what we know about Elijah, or what we know about David, or what we know about Solomon. We can learn from their lives and how they walked with God. That's what the scriptures have recorded it for us to see. Oh, these David really walked with God. Now, look at David. Look how many challenges he had. Look how many times he blew it with God. I mean, he committed adultery, and he murdered the woman's husband. He was forgiven because of the heart. Because he was just moving carnally. He was moving with the five senses. But God knew his heart. In fact, God says that David was a man after God's own heart. And he had many challenges. He had many things go on. So, you know, God knows the inward part. And our inward part is more important than the outward part. Because I can tell you now, whatever you got on your inside is the result of what you manifest on the outside. Whatever's going on in your life now, if you look at your results, that's from what you believe. That is from what you was in your heart. What you was governed by at the time of sowing to the point of where you've reaped what you've got. Because as a man sows, so shall he reap. So if you're in a good situation, it's because of what you've sown. If you're in a bad situation, it's because of what you've sown, all the decisions that you've made. Maybe you've had it a bit tough as well, but it's going to be in a cause and effect from something in the past, right? But the great thing is that God is a God of light. And God is a God of deliverance. Now, not everything that we do is caused or going on in life is caused by us. There, like I said, there is a God of this world, and he's called Satan, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, look, I've come, that you can have life and have it more abundantly. The believers should be living an abundant life, an abundance of understanding, an abundance of wisdom, an abundance of joy, an abundance of resources, an abundance of plenty. See, we shouldn't be praying for finances. You know what we should be praying for? Revelation. Because God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy. He shows you how to get what you need. First of all, he's shown us from the scriptures how to honor him with our money. That's how you prosper. If you want to prosper financially, that is the beginning part of prospering. And so you give, you know, we do something completely against the senses. We're actually giving away rather than accumulating. Because we're trusting God. We're saying, okay, God, is the first fruits of all my increase that you've blessed me with. And just remember, what you're giving to God is what he's blessed you with anyway. You're not giving God something that he doesn't already have. He's given it to you so you can give, because he wants you to take some action. He wants you to step out in faith. And, you know, people are so used to giving the smaller part. Like when I was a young boy, I can remember going to a Roman Catholic church. And my friend said, well, you've got to give something if you're going to take the communion. And so my mum said, yeah, just take this five pennies in one coin. Give that. You know, you're fighting. People just give the whatever, you know. And a majority of the people would do that. They give the smallest portion. They don't want to give nothing away. You know, but that's not how someone prospers. It's the generosity of the heart that you prosper. And but when we begin to understand about this amount and the heart we give it with and all that, then we can really do it with faith. So the point of me mentioning that was not about the money and not about you getting money. It's about using your faith. Like when we sow, we've really got to believe what we're doing. I'm going to honor God, and God's going to multiply this seed sown. Now, we might know it on the surface of our head, but is it in the depths of your heart? Have you let that word sink into your heart on this area of giving and sowing and reaping? Do you really, truly believe it? Do you truly believe your words when you say, this person's going to be healed, this person's going to recover? Because if you believe, all things are possible to you that believe. So we've got to get our faith with God to the point that when we speak, it happens. Because that's what Jesus done, and that's what we can do. Because we do believe, but we have unbelief. What's that guy says? You know, help thou my unbelief. I do believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. Now, there might just be some little doubts in your mind when it comes to honoring God. There might be some little doubts in your mind when it comes to speaking in tongues. There might be some doubt when it comes to connections and where you're connected. You've got to eliminate that doubt. And the way you do that is by stepping out with God. You don't know. Is this really God? The only way I'm going to know is put it to the test. Let's see if this works. Let's do this with my heart. Father, I know it says it in your scriptures. I know the church has said this, this pastor has said that, that teacher has said this about giving, but I do know what your scripture says. I'm going to base it upon that. And anyone that's teaching that, I'll do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to separate the money from my wallet or my purse or my bank account, and I'm going to really honor you with my first. Everything that I've got coming in, first fruits from all that I've got coming in, you might have many avenues of receiving money, or you might have one avenue. Might just have one wage or one pension or whatever. But God says the first fruits from that. Off the top, that's what God wants you to give. And you go to God, what do you want me to give? Or like God said to me, Lawrence, what do you want to give? He asked me, what do you want to give? He put the ball in my court. And I said, Lord, you know I want to give big, but I just don't have it. And because God was working with my faith at the time, this was in 2019, November the 24th, he asked me that. And I said, this is what I would truly like to give this, but I just don't have the money. God says, write it down. So I wrote it down. And God showed me Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision, make it plain, that he that readeth may run to do it. A couple of days later, how much would you like to have left over at the end of the month, Lawrence? So I got with Kim, how much do we spend out and what will we have at the end of the month? It was about £50 we had left over. And I wrote the amount I wanted to have left over at the end of the month, which was a very big, big amount, right, compared to this £50. And the first month that come in, I got enough money. Not only could I give what I wrote down, but I could double it. So that's what I did, because I wanted to give this amount, but I could double that amount. So I gave the double of the amount because I'm trusting God. I'm going to practice trusting God. At the end of that month, not only could I give that again, but I had what I asked for, what I wanted left over at the end of the month. And I've never had less since that time. And that was going back in November the 24th, 2019. And then I went to India, and then I got this understanding about what I'm encouraging now about, you know, getting people to speak in tongues, getting people to speak by the Spirit, get people to honor God with their substance, the connections, and connecting where God has you to connect, not everywhere else. You're not going to grow. You're going to get confused. You can't serve two masters. You're going to hold to the one and despise the other. Get focused. That's the truth of all of this. People don't do it. And that's why people are not getting the full results like they see in India. These guys are focused, but they're focused where they are. They're not, you know, a lot of people have to depend upon other believers to get reassurance that they're all right. And, oh, they might give to me if I, you know, no one might give to me if I don't have people around me. No, God says he's going to take care of us. You know, when I went full time, I didn't know no one in the USA, and I didn't know no one in London. I didn't know no one in Europe. And I'm going full time. I'm giving up my job. Did you know that? I had to go full time first. Then the doors opened in Europe, in USA, in India, and other places. God had to work with me in that time. He was saying, Lawrence, if you take care of my business, I'll take care of your business. You just focus on doing my work, I'll focus on doing your work. This is how God works, guys. I can promise you, he doesn't work any other way to that. When God is first, you won't have to worry about nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, you might have to wait, but God's timing's perfect, like someone said earlier on. He's never late, and all you've got to do is keep in faith in the meantime. So some people don't like hearing me share because I'm pretty direct. And I think that we need to be at times so that people can see what is required. You've got to count the cost. You want to move in the ministry with God? Count the cost. You might not have nothing to count, but that's fine because God can give to you like he did for me. I had debt when I went full time. I had nothing to offer. So everything I got is what come from God. He blessed me and got me out of everything. And then he set me upon high. He made my feet like hinds feet and set me upon my high places. I can say that. He's ordered my steps in his words, and he's not letting any sin have dominion over me. I may screw up, I may make mistakes, but nothing's going to have a dominion over me. I am the son of the living God, filled with the Spirit of God. I've been counted worthy being put into this ministry to do what I'm doing. And I got full confidence in that. And I know that I've been called to do it too. I know I've been called to encourage and to bless and to share. Some, you might view someone else a lot higher than me. Well, I'm still on that level of the person you view higher than me, because God says I'm that. And I believe that. So I can have a little bit of strength here. And I can have a little bit of, not ego, because I know that I can't do nothing without God. That's the thing. This is not done in my strength. In Zechariah 4, 6 and 7, it says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It's by the spirit of the living God. See yourself bigger. See yourself influencing the people around you. See your words, that what you say without being conscious of it, but being inspired, are going to have an effect into people's lives. They're going to inspire faith into other people. When you're walking by the Spirit and speaking by the Spirit, your words will inspire faith into other people to do. Because a lot of people know, but a lot of people don't do. And this is where half the problem is for a lot of people. There's a lot of wonderful believers, and we know them. And there's wonderful believers we don't know. And they're stuck. They're carrying on with the things of God, and they think that's how it is, but they're not. It's not how it is. People are stuck. And they can come unstuck if they want, in a good way, not in a bad way. Like, they can come unstuck from the traditions and their own understanding and come to God's understanding and be led by the Spirit of God. Because, you know, if you're not being extraordinary, you're not walking with God. And you can be extraordinary. You are extraordinary. You need to be extraordinary. You need to take those steps of faith. Step out as God's showing you. Take the risk. You might think, well, no, that's just me. That's a big deal to do. If it's in your heart, go and do it. You don't know, do you, if it's God or not, until you go and do it. Have some balls. Don't stay where you are, because you'll stay where you are. You've got to move, not just in your mind and in your words, but with your physical body. Get up off the sofa. Get outside. Start walking. Start doing something different. If you're going to sit there, it's just like the two guys. When there was a big famine going on in Elijah's day, you know, they said, they had the sense, why sit here till we die? No, they got up and they moved out. And that's what we got to do. Get up and move out. How do you think the word moves in India? These guys are not just praying. They're moving through every open door. They're taking every nudge. They're moving at every nudge as God shows them. They're not procrastinating, sitting there, oh, God, send me the laborers. Oh, God, send me the laborers. Oh, God, send me the laborers. I'm praying what Sandgate said. You know, he's encouraged me to pray for laborers. Or my leaders encouraged me to pray for laborers. Get moving. You know, Sharma, you know, he got up and said, without knowing what he wanted to do for God, right, at one of the leaders' meetings many years ago. But he moved. He had a connection in the area of where he wanted to move. And he moved upon it. And he was a new believer. And look at the whole of Calcutta is moving because of that one man. He took the action. You got to move. Pick up the phone. Get speaking. Get ministering as you're led by God. God's got work there. It's there. We're just not doing anything at all. There will be things that God's nudging you to do. Now pay attention and do those little things that you don't think mean anything. Because I've started to do that and things are happening. It's like you've got to take those little steps of faith. You think, nah, that's just me thinking that. Nah, I'm not going to say that. If you'd have said it, it would have blown someone away. It would have got someone's attention to God. And I've been experiencing that too. But I've been speaking. I've been saying those things which will make me look stupid with people that don't even know me. There you go. So I do a lot of this going to the gym now. And I'm bold. And I'm bold. No, God's given me, I never used to be like that, but God's given me great boldness and to tell people as it is as well. I don't take any shit off anyone either, even the Muslims that are there. I tell them to be quiet. They try and tell me about Jesus Christ. I say, you be quiet. You don't know nothing about him. I do. I'll tell you. I'm a little bit like that with them because I can see the arrogance, you know. And they shut up as well because I got authority and people know the authority. People will recognize it. Let's be bold. We can do it in love as well. And as God energizes, you know, Sangi's very bold. He's a very bold person as well. I've been with him and been people saying something. And he's, man, he's in their face in a good way, but he's like very direct, very bold, very clear because it's the Holy Spirit energize them. Same with me. I'm the same. Kin's the same. We don't suffer fools gladly. We say what needs to be said because it's the right way. Jesus used to say what needed to be said. Even the disciples used to say what they thought needed to be said, and it was wrong half the time, but they spoke up, right? So don't, you know, you're not inferior to anyone, guys. Seriously. We're not inferior to anyone. So what I'm saying is, like, how we see the word move in India and Nepal, we can see it in our own areas. I'm not settling for any less. I will see it, and I'm beginning to see it anyway. God's going to provide everything. He'll provide everything. He'll get rid of the people that are hindering me. He'll get them out of my life. I don't have to do nothing. He'll get rid of the backbiters and the ones that stick in the middle finger up behind the back. He'll get rid of them. He'll just put them out my way. And they'll see me flourish. And they'll see me grow. And they'll become ashamed. And they'll repent and come back and want to do what we're doing. Because you've got to make that stand. Because we're not here to impress anyone else. We're here to serve God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're here to please them. Let's be bold. And you're not inferior to anyone. We show respect where it's due. If Sandgate's here, I'd be quiet. I'd be giving him lots of respect, you know. But if I need to say something, I'll say something too. Because I got the Spirit of God in me. But I know my place. And I know when to speak, when not to speak, you know. Where to show respect, where to show constraint, where to be bold, where to step out a little bit. I know how to do it. And I'm doing it now. Whereas before, you know, that, like if you met Tom and Lorian, they know me from many years ago. I was very quiet. I wasn't as bold as I am. I wouldn't say boo to a bloody goose. But listen, guys, we haven't got long on this earth, right? None of us have. Don't care. Even if you're 20, you still haven't got long on the earth. We want to have an impact. And I think, you know, maybe all these years it's taken this time to build up this confidence and wisdom that God's given me, because it's definitely from God. And I will speak as I want to speak. No man will forbid me. No man, not anyone. Now, if I'm wrong, I'll always repent. Oh, shit, sorry, I was wrong there. So, never mind. Let's move on. Not a problem. Like I said, look at David. Look at the things that he done. And they were bang out of order, weren't they, right? But he still was God's man. He was still protected and blessed. Yeah, he had some consequences because what he sowed, he reaped, right? But God still lessened the impact of that. You can still move forward with God no matter what. God is with you. God is for you. God loves you. And you can have an abundance. You know, it's like I said, don't pray for money. Pray for the wisdom of how to do it. Right, God, I know part of that is honoring you. But there might be something you can do. He wants you to do, go and do it. Whatever it is, it might, I'm not saying work, or it might be work. That's between you and God. He'll show you what to do. You don't have to worry about, listen, stop worrying about money. It won't come to you if you worry about it. You've got to get rid of the fear of it. And it's not going to come to you, because it won't. You've got to have full faith, full confidence. Just like when we're ministering to someone. Yeah, Edgar's healed in the name of Jesus. It's done. He's going to be all right. He's fine. Right now, he's fine. You've got to have that. Like, for me, that's where the faith is on it. It's done. Now, I know it could be harder for the family member because it's emotional. I understand that. I really do. And this is where we come in to end up, you know, to build the faith. We can't be, we better go carefully because it's a... No, let's build the faith. Yes, he's fine. What would Jesus do? Tabitha, she's asleep. And they laughed him to scorn. He put them all out of the way. And he took her by the hand. And man, she got up and she ministered, didn't she? I think she's a young girl. She's just asleep. Are you mad? We know she's dead. She's asleep. Lazarus, he's asleep. Where's the faith? It's simple. It's down to the faith, guys. Very simple faith. And faith comes by hearing and hearing the words from God. And God wants you to be confident. He really does. No more worries, no more fears, no more doubts. Command them away. I called light into my situation. I called light over these negative feelings and emotions. I call God's light and deliverance. Father, you clear the way. You send the angels before my path and clear it out. Clear out those devil spirits. Clear out those blockages. Clear out the poverty. Clear out the negatives. Now, we've got to get rid of a negative mindset, a poverty mindset. But it's still there. I can hear it. No, poverty mindset is very... I had someone send me an audio today. And I'm thinking, what is that? That's a poverty mindset. So I'm going to have to speak to that person. You know, they've got a good heart, but it's totally opposite to what God says, you know. And I'm thinking, are you listening or what? God was shocked. Right doctrine corrects wrong doctrine, right? So that's, we just have to encourage that person in the right way. But the point is, you know, check your own thoughts out. Ask yourself, am I thinking poverty mindset? Or am I thinking a prosperous mindset? Am I thinking defeat and victory? Or am I thinking complete victory? There's no in between. There's no mix and matching. It's either one or the other. It's either defeat or victory. We want victory. It's either poverty or prosperity. No, we want prosperity. We got prosperity. I am prosperous. It starts on the inside. Start building your heart up. That's where faith comes from. Build your heart with the right words on these things. Listen to some sharings that have been done about it already on honoring God and on faith and on ministering. You know, sometimes I find myself, you know, I have in the past found myself going back to how to heal the sick and cast out devils. There's some great stuff there that builds faith and energy, you know, in the areas of healing and ministering and casting out devils, even though we can just do it. Sometimes the faith dips, you know, like if the petrol dips, you fill it up again, didn't you? So it's the same with, you know, just rehearsing again. Go and listen to a teacher that blessed you, that you know is going to build you up. Go and listen to it. If your faith is low and there's a teaching that you know is going to get you high, get on it. Even if you've listened to it a billion times, do whatever's necessary to have that great faith. Because you've got it in you. You've got the faith of Christ in you. And so, you know, it's just getting rid of all the distractions, emotions and negatives and all the circumstances. It's just getting that out and getting focused with God and then get to the real reality, whether you feel stupid about it or not. Because when you look at the circumstances, it's all saying different. We've got to believe what God says above the circumstances, above the emotions, above the fear, worries and doubts. We've got to start saying what we want, not what we see. We've got to use those heavenly words. We've got to use our authority. We've got to speak like it's done. So that's what I was going to share. So God bless your hearts.